Now, before we get kicking off, we got to start it off. Because we got the OG with us. Dad, go ahead and talk your talk. This the sports segment. Go ahead and tell everybody what's going on in the college football.
Can we say like casual Eagle instead of War Eagle these days? I mean, I'm just curious.
Why you gotta do our War Eagles like that?
I'm just saying, like USC is running things right now, man. We here. Caleb Williams might win the Heisman.
Now, you know what tripped me out the most? When they said, who Oregon quarterback again?
Robert Ashford.
Oregon?
Bo Nix.
Oh, I was about to say, what?
I just said Arbor.
It was tripped. Nah, I ain't worried about him. They tripped me out when they said he might win the Heisman, but, you know, they lost, though. But they tripped me out when they said he might win it.
Nah, Bo Nix ain't winning nothing.
Now, he ain't winning that no more, especially wasn't they unranked who they lost to?
They lost to Oregon State, and they lost like 2 weeks prior to that.
Yeah, so I don't know. He should never be considered for the Heisman no more. But.
Not at all.
But before we get in. Oh my God. Before we get any further, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Two for One Special Podcast. My name is Randall. Y'all already know I got my people with me, LJ and Dad. Man, y'all go ahead and talk to these folks, man.
What's up? What's up?
What up? How y'all doing?
But college football in a nutshell. Alabama might potentially be number four. Maybe.
They cannot jump us in USC, man. They can't. They got two losses.
Now, if y'all lose the championship.
Here's the thing. We're playing against Utah in the championship game, right? That's the one team we lost to, okay? If we avenge that loss, there's no way they can keep us out the playoff.
Oh, no, without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt. Because the only way, because I forgot I should have taken a screenshot of it. They said LSU had to lose, which they already did.
Yeah.
They're
going to lose again.
They most definitely going to lose again. Who else they said? They had to say, who was number two before Michigan knocked them off?
Ohio State.
They said Ohio State has to lose, which they did. And it was another team they said that had
TCU.
TCU. Yeah. And they said TCU had to lose too. But they still think they can get in with these championship games. How y'all feel about that?
If TCU loses, TCU is out because TCU.
They haven't played nobody.
They have, but they haven't.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things. That Kansas win was supposed to be their big win, but that doesn't look so big anymore. If TCU loses, they're out. USC loses the championship, they're definitely out. Like, I won't even talk about sports for a month after that. I'm like, you know what? I'm just done. Michigan loses the championship game, Michigan can still be in it, I believe, because they beat Ohio State.
Right.
So, I think I would say this: Michigan is probably a lock at this point.
What do you think, OJ?
USC isn't undefeated, correct?
No, we lost to Utah, but we get that game back on Saturday.
Right. And then Ohio State lost, which makes them not go to the championship game. And Michigan will. And if Michigan wins, which they more than likely will, they'll be in it. Georgia's already in it no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really looking at 3 and 4. Nobody really trusts TCU because they haven't played nobody.
Just gonna throw that out.
Nobody do. Nobody trusts them.
Yeah. Hey, that might surprise though.
No.
TCU feels like Cincinnati last year.
Oh,
where you gotta put them in, but they ain't really do nothing. But they're undefeated, so you put them
you
in.
Had, yeah, you had no choice but to put them in. Yeah.
And then out of the other teams, you still have Ohio State, where it seems like they do want to put Ohio State in. I think if USC loses, they out. I think there's a high chance that if USC loses, TCU loses, Ohio State makes it in, and then a two-loss Alabama makes it in.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Because you already know that they're pretty biased towards Alabama anyway. So anyway, to get them in, they're gonna try. So you see a couple extra holding penalties on USC, don't say nothing.
All I gotta say is this year, yeah, that was shade from LG. All I gotta say, this year is the most up in the air playoff spots we had in a while.
It's not up in the air winner. I think no matter what, Georgia wins.
You think so?
100%.
Back to back.
Back to back.
That what you think?
What was that again?
He said Georgia gonna win it back to back, no matter what the toss up is.
Oh, Georgia's unstoppable right now. Georgia is on his dynasty run right now.
Yeah. Pretty much. He's on his Nick Saban run, because that's how Nick Saban was. Excuse me. When he came to Alabama, that man, he doing exactly like Nick Saban. Mm-hmm. It's him, Nick Saban, and Clemson.
He built his whole team like Nick Saban built his team.
Yeah. But Nick Saban didn't want to spend money on his players, though.
No.
What's them things called?
NIL.
Yeah, he don't want to spend money on that. But this is your sports talk. Brought to you by that game of the OG himself. All right. Now, let's jump into some anime news. Now, before I get to the Daily Dose, Dad, talk to me. Have you been on My Hero lately?
I am always on My Hero.
I feel like bruh, that's a bad question to ask.
Bruh, tell me about them episodes, bruh. Here's the floor is yours. Tell these folks about what's going on, man. Tell them what they're missing out on.
I don't want to get too spoilery because some people wait till the sub comes out, so I don't want to get too spoilery. But motherfucker's about to die. That's all I'm gonna say.
That's all you're gonna say.
That's all I'm gonna say. Like, if you think everybody's gonna come out okay in this, you was wrong. That's all I'm gonna say.
LJ, have you been up to date?
Nope.
Man, not at all. You missing out, man. They going crazy on it. These last three episodes, I don't know what me and Dad predicted it. We were like, we was in Discord. I forgot. It was a couple months ago. We were like, look, if they do this right, season six gonna be going crazy, and they doing it. These last three episodes, oh my god, boy, they going crazy with these last three episodes.
I literally be standing up watching it and be like, oh my god.
you standing up watching it?
I'm standing up, like I be sitting down at some point. All of a sudden, I don't know what happened, but I'm standing up, like with my hand over my mouth, like, oh, we doing it?
They doing it. They going all out with the money. I can tell you that. Because they ain't wasting no time in this season right here.
Not at all.
So, for all the people out there, if y'all haven't watched season 6 of My Hero, y'all need to get on it. If y'all trying to wait and binge watch it, completely understand. That's probably the best route. But just know, season 6 ain't nothing to mess with My Hero. I'm just going to let y'all know that right now. But let's go ahead and jump into it, man. The first part of Daily Dose Anime brought to you by the Facebook group.
Wasn't
so,
that the first part?
No. I just want to throw out how amazing season 6. I mean, we could talk about Attack on Titan, though, if I want to.
Why would you bring that up?
I'm just saying. I mean, we can bring it up, though.
Hold on.
Why would you talk about greatness and then talk about failure right after? I don't know why you would do that.
Why you had to do my show like that?
I'm just confused.
Hold on, Dad. Why are you confused?
I'm just confused as how you got from My Hero to Attack on Titan.
So you want
to
talk about One Piece? Because they manga came out.
Their manga been coming out.
I'm just saying we could talk about it too, because it's some controversy going around that.
There's always controversy about One Piece.
But guess what? Not on Attack on Titan.
No,
I messed up.
You want to go there? Do you want to go there?
I messed up. I forgot what's going on.
Yeah.
Man, let's straight into it. All right. Mm-hmm. So the first segment, LJ, help me out. How you say his name?
Eisen.
Eisen? All right.
Oh.
What?
Eisen.
Oh. Eisen, the best anime antagonist of all time, is breaking the internet. That's legit what the article said.
He's probably like a top tier one. I'm not sure you weren't calling him the best.
Top tier. I'll have to think about it more, but Eisen is definitely top tier because just because his smarts and how powerful he actually is, like, yeah, like he carried Bleach for a while, so.
Mm-hmm. LJ, want to add into it? Is it?
It's just I can't really say that. You got me, caught me mid drink.
Oh.
I can't really say anything more. I mean, he's a top tier. I really don't know if he is the number one antagonist. There's been some very good antagonists, but he's definitely up there.
Madara for sure is number one.
I don't know.
I'm just saying. He's Madara number one, and if we want to go motivational speech, we're going number one for Pain. Because Pain legit was, yeah, he went through it. And he achieved what he wanted to achieve.
Pain?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
He achieved it. And then, you know, Naruto had to do what Naruto did and put that huge plot armor at the end of it.
Yeah, you can't finish the show with the dude dying at the end.
Yeah.
Or in the middle, anyway.
Or we could do it like Barto.
We don't talk about Barto.
Oh, hold on. All right, before we get, you know, did I text you this or no? I don't know if I text any of y'all about this. I was supposed to send it to you. I don't know if I did. Oh, I did. I think I sent it to Dad, too. I don't know. I sent it to one of y'all. It's two things that's happening in Barto. The Nine Tails. I sent it to who else? Who else sent that to?
You sent it to
me. You sent it to me.
All right, I sent it to both of y'all. How y'all feel about that? How y'all feel about that?
You read my text, so I'm not.
You're not gonna tell the people?
No.
I think you should tell the people, LJ.
I think you should. I don't think you should hold it in.
I already told the people when we had that whole episode about Barto.
It's tell it again.
Tell what?
Tell them what you told
I'm
me. You're not gonna say that.
Because now I'm curious, LJ. I'm curious.
You're curious? It's the same thing I said during the podcast we had about it. I'm not.
You're not going to take it up?
I'm not taking the bait. Not today.
Dad, how you feel about that? The text I sent you on Discord.
I really just shook my head and kept it moving. Like, I wasn't going to respond, to be honest.
And I'm going to keep it real. If it's true, because I don't want to say it, because I don't want to put misinformation out there. If it is true, I'm confused on how that happened. I really am. Like, how did I not notice that he had
it's
that?
It's called They Can't Write.
I thought you wasn't going to say anything.
You asked the question.
I mean, I thought you was going to say anything.
I did. I didn't say nothing about that.
Oh, man.
You said you confused, and I gave you an answer. So you wouldn't be confused no more.
All I'm saying is that was the funniest thing I saw. Because I'm like, if that do come true in Barto, I legit don't know how I'm going to feel about that. And then the second thing, I don't think I sent this to any one of y'all. And the second thing is, in the manga, they're close to the time skip where Barto and Kawaki, I think.
No,
they
you is. Sent me that one as well.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They close to the time skip when they were fighting on the statues. And
I will say something about that one.
Oh, wow. Now you want to say something about
I
that.
Will.
All right, go ahead.
They need to skip to the end and finish it.
You know they not. They gonna do what you
they
said.
They need to skip to the end and cancel Barto.
They not though.
Yeah. Then I don't care about it.
Dan, how you feel about the manga getting close to the time skip in Barto?
Like, there's only so much money you can bleed out on this thing at this point. That's the way I see it. I'm just letting. To be honest, if we don't talk about Naruto anymore, like, I'll be fine.
I hear you. What else I'm supposed to say? Oh, how both of y'all feel if the leaks that came out years ago before Boruto even aired, how y'all feel about if it's actually the Shippuden part of Boruto? How y'all feel about if it's actually dark and gore? Like they think not, it is.
I still wouldn't care about it.
You still wouldn't care?
Nope.
Dad, how about you?
I need to talk to you about something real quick, though. I need to change the subject real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because something just popped up.
Yeah, go ahead.
The newest manga just popped up for My Hero. And I just want to show you. Turn the screen on so you can see it, but I want to show you this clip right here.
You want to turn around for us?
Yes, you
want,
so you guys
want,
can see
oh,
it.
Oh, you want to see this? Okay, go ahead. Who are you fighting?
All for One.
Hold on. So that's the newest one?
Yeah.
Oh, from this? I guarantee you that's about to be the end of the show finna happen. Guaranteed.
Boy, I didn't like them. But they already said that they was getting ready.
Yeah, they did say that, right?
Yeah, they did say it was going to be much longer. But.
Yeah. Like I said,
it literally popped up my feed. I was like, I just like skimmed through it because I know we're talking.
Right.
Like, I saw that. And said, oh, I gotta show them this real quick.
Oh yeah. All I gotta say is that fight right there. I guarantee you gonna be amazing when it animated.
Oh man. Woo.
But how you feel about Shippuden potentially maybe be dark and gore if it actually comes true that?
I mean, it's a change, but like it's too late for all that, man.
I hear you. Either way it go.
Just let the show die.
Just let the show die, LJ. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, it's trying so hard to have a One Piece run, but like it's not One Piece. Like it's
but you're gonna take go. We're gonna take LJ Vice and just let the show die. All right. Now, maybe both of y'all may actually... I don't know. Y'all may... I don't know. But Dragon Ball Super is finally changing its focus from Goku and Vegeta, and they making Trunks and Goten the new protagonists of the next arc.
I feel bad for Gohan.
Why you feel bad for Gohan?
Because I just feel like he never... They gave him a small shot, and then the writers was like...
They gave him a whole movie.
Yeah, he had a whole movie.
He had a whole movie.
I'm talking about the show rise.
I mean, that's still
so. Apparently, this movie. Okay, so I'm hearing the movie's canon and it's not canon.
Yeah, I'm hearing both. I don't know myself.
Yeah, but if Dragon Ball is going to like keep going through the future, they do need to focus on Trunks and Goten's. Coming up because like they did it with Gohan with Dragon Ball Z, you know, and then Gohan like saying, you know, I don't want to fight anymore, I'd rather be a scholar and all this stuff, that's what my passion is. That's fine. But when Frieza came back, you got your butt whipped, you gotta start training again. You know, so it's like, you know, they need to learn from that mistake and just keep training with Goten and Trunks and get them as strong as they can be.
Yeah, he ain't lying. Cause I guarantee they're finna have a huge tournament at the end of this.
Don't they always have a huge statement?
Hey, they couldn't bring Trunks and Gohan at the last tournament because Trunks and Gohan like play too much. You know, like you can't offend the world with Trunks and Gohan on your team.
Aren't
like,
they still kids?
Oh, I was about to say that. They might be teenagers.
No.
I don't know. I saw it somewhere.
They're finally gonna have real life teen Trunks.
Yeah, I think so. I think. Don't quote. They don't quote me on that, but I think they might actually be teens during this arc. I'm not sure. Why?
they're having two separate ones for a time. They're trying to do one with like that's like Dragon Ball Heroes. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. The little spin-off video game anime that they're doing.
They're going to do one like that, but it's going to be like 20-minute episodes, and they're going to do the regular show also.
Yep.
So I think the spinoff with like Dragon Ball Heroes type of style, I think that's going to be the Goten and Trunks one. And I think the other one's going to focus on Maru and the Maru arc or something like that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Because I could have sworn I heard it from somewhere. That they supposed to... It's supposed to be a 10 Gohan. I mean, Goten. And they're supposed to fuse and make some different new fusion. I don't know. But... For all the Dragon Ball lovers, Goten and Trunks will be the new protagonists for the next arc that's coming up in the manga for Dragon Ball. Now, is this the last one? Yeah. The last piece of anime news, kind of mixed with the FIFA World Cup that's going on. Japan beats Germany wearing jerseys designed by Blue Lock's author. Now, I never heard of this anime until Japan beat these folks.
I didn't hear about it until that either. I ain't gonna lie to you. Because my wife was like, "What is Blue Locks?" I have no idea, but
yeah,
I'm gonna check it out soon.
Yeah, potentially it's like a huge soccer anime over there.
Yeah,
I ain't know nothing about it.
It's like Haikyuu and Ice Shield and Slam Dunk
mixed together.
Gotcha. What's the other one? The other basketball one? I can't even think of.
You already said Slam Dunk, right?
Kuroa.
You said Slam Dunk, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I'm talking about the one with
the new one,
the Miracle Seven or whatever they call it.
The Generation of Miracles.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's what they were. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
So how y'all feel about that though?
It's funny.
I like sports animes though. Like
Yeah, me too.
They're good, so like, you know, I'll probably go ahead and checking it out.
From what I saw, the trailer looked decent, though. I think I saw some stuff on TikTok as well. If it's the video I seen on TikTok, then the anime looks, like, legit.
Mm.
So, but the trailer, I like the trailer, so I might, whenever I get a chance, I probably will watch it, though.
Mm.
I still gotta watch Haku. I think I got, like, two more seasons and, like, two or three movies I gotta watch before I finish it, so I don't know. But, is that it? Yep. That is all the news from Daily Dose of Anime, brought to you by the Facebook group. Alright. Now, let's jump into the main topic. So...
Before we get to the main topic, did you send LJ the that screenshot I sent you about Activision?
Oh, no, I did not. Hold on, let me... Yeah, I forget. I'm glad you brought it up, Dad, because we did say we were going to talk about that.
You said acupressure?
What?
I'm
Activision.
Oh.
Where you get acupuncture from?
Oh. Well, if it's Activision, I probably know about it. So.
Okay. Just... Dad, you want to take over, or you want me to take over?
Yeah, I'll do this one.
All right, go ahead.
According to a recent article by New York Times, Microsoft allegedly offered Sony a 10-year deal to keep Call of Duty on the PlayStation consoles. Sony declined to comment because they never comment on anything. When I read the story, Phil Spencer said himself that we're going to keep Call of Duty on Sony for as long as there is Call of Duty. So, which makes sense. Remember when we first started talking about this, we were talking about like how like, because my thing is like, you don't spend billions of dollars to sell to your opposition, but if you're making money off them sales too, though, I don't see why not. I'm sure you can make more money by having an exclusive, but like, it's a good thing for both parties because even though what is Sony own now? The not 343, it's the other one.
Bungie.
They own Bungie.
Bungie. They're not putting out anything just yet. You know what I'm saying? So like,
right.
Call of Duty is still huge on PlayStation, so that keeps them going, and they don't have to rush out a product from Bungie right now just so they can compete with the shooter genre. What you guys think?
You want to go first, Andrew?
Sure. From the knowledge, and we Dad said, we talked about this before. From the knowledge we have accumulated, it's more than likely it is going to happen. It's just a matter of time of when. Because what's going to happen is that either Microsoft and Activision Blizzard has been acting shady, and we can maybe talk about this another day, but right now Blizzard's or Overwatch is having a dumpster fire of a time right now.
That show is.
In China, because the China license agreement with NetEase is about to expire in January.
And don't forget, they banned Overwatch 2 in some parts of Asia.
It's not China, but yes, they did in some parts of Asia. But we're talking about China, and the thing about it is China hasn't okayed a new IP or a game in about 5 or 6 years, mm-hmm. almost. And they barely let Valorant come in.
Come over there?
Mm-hmm, over to China. So it's hard. So what would happen is that Blizzard and Activision would have to get a new person to license it. And the reason why this is happening is because, you know, Bobby Kotick is on his way out because Microsoft deal is supposed to be going through. But supposedly the government is about to get involved with that deal, so we'll see if it still goes through. It sounds like Bobby Kotick is trying to get more money out of NetEase before Microsoft's takeover. And NetEase is not happy about that. And it's becoming a whole thing, right? And so this thing also reminds me, that's why I say this, because this Microsoft and Sony deal reminds me of the same thing, is that what's going to happen eventually is Microsoft's going to be like, hey, Sony, if you want our IP, which is ours now, Call of Duty, you're going to have to pay us. Sony's just going to say no. Microsoft says bet, no more Call of Duty, and then we think Bungie will make it for them, but Sony will go out and get their own first-person shooter similar to Call of Duty. Or you buy Battlefield and try to revive that series. One or two.
EA is not selling Battlefield.
Sony buys EA.
So. Huh?
Sony buys EA.
If Sony buys EA, that's a problem. That's a huge problem.
It could happen.
Because if you buy EA, you get EA Sports.
Exactly. But yeah, it'd be a tit for tat at that point. Okay, you take out Call of Duty, which is one of the big.
Hold on, time out. They can't. Microsoft already got EA. You want to know how? Because if you get Game Pass, mm-hmm. you automatically get EA. All the EA games.
That's just
a small deal. I'm just saying.
Well, you can, but it's still gonna be a hassle.
Let me tell you how that came about. Because when they started the EA Play thing, Sony wanted no parts of that, and Microsoft said yes, even though like it did them no favors, but it built goodwill with EA and Microsoft. Yeah. So then when they said let's bundle us together and get us with the Game Pass, it was a no-brainer. And they're like, shoot, I scream for Game Pass. Game Pass is one of the greatest things ever. Because you not only get, you get new games, you get games filtering all the time. You know, I literally look at my Game Pass.
They're going up on that price, too.
Like, say it again?
They're going up on that price.
What's the new price?
I think they say it's going to be $19.99, I think it's.
We already said that they're gonna happen.
Oh yeah, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's gonna happen. But like, are you telling me it's not worth it though? Like,
no, I'm just saying.
I'm gonna say ten. How much it is right now? Ten. I'm gonna say that
It's 14 right now.
All three of us said when we made that episode talking about Game Pass. When you said you ain't had no idea it was like that. Mm-hmm. All three of us said that Xbox is basically handing out free games to us because of how low that price is. And all three of us said Xbox gonna boost the price up because they 100% did not expect Game Pass to be this good as it is right now.
Yeah.
And once they saw, because it's the same thing. Same thing happened to Hulu. I don't know if y'all remember. I think LJ remember. I don't think y'all remember back in the day when Hulu first came about. It was free. All you had to do was just sign up with your email and boom, you got the whole catalog of Hulu.
That's true.
Cause me and you, that's how me and you got on the buddy fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then once Hulu blew up, you couldn't sign up for free. You had to put in a password and then you had to do something, but it was still somewhat free.
Mm.
And then it blew up even more and eventually, before you log in, you had to put in your credit card information. And then they paid, I think, five at the time. And then now it's all over the damn place. Mm-hmm. So we said this from the jump. Me, you, and Dad said this from the jump. The Xbox is going to potentially boost the price of Game Pass because of how successful it is.
It has to sell. But, like, here's the thing, though. Like my thing with Game Pass is, like, it's the new games you get. Because Starfield is going to be a day one of Game Pass. And, like, you know, as much as we forgot about it because, you know, the hype, you know, we're not around the hype train right now, it's still going to be a good game. And it's still going to be day one. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, Microsoft be doing it with the day ones.
Right. But in 2023, just don't even buy games. Just get the Game Pass, and you're going to be straight. That's all you need.
For real. Like, only games I actually buy is on my Nintendo Switch.
Right.
And Madden and 2K every year, because that's not part of Game Pass, right, off the gate. You know, that's the only thing I buy off-rip.
You ain't lying. To be honest with you, I get all my games on the Epic Game Store when it got the little free thing for a week.
Yeah.
I get all my games there. And then during Christmas times when they do that cyber sale on Steam,
yeah,
I get them for dirt cheap. Other than that, the only time I actually pay full price for a game is Pokemon and some Switch games. Almost all the games on my PC, I have not paid full price. I got Destiny for free. Besides DLC for Destiny. Other than that, every game on my PC, I never paid in full price.
Mm. And why would you?
Exactly.
That's the point. There is no point in paying full. See, this is where, mini rant coming. This is why.
Talk your stuff, Dad. Go ahead.
Nintendo is always going to be Nintendo. You know you still got paid $30-something for full price for Smash Brothers to this day. Like, Nintendo don't lower their prices. They don't come with the times. Like, they don't have, like, any real subscription service like that. Their online service is they give you old Nintendo and Super Nintendo and Genesis and 64 games, right? That's good for the first week. That's all it is for. Before, nostalgia only lasts for like a week or so, and you're done.
Right.
Like. And for example, this is a clear example, like, why I say nostalgia only lasts for a week or so. Remember when Disney Plus first came out? And everybody had that 7-day trial, it was all about, but once the 7-day trial finished, nobody was talking about it until WandaVision came out and they started watching it again.
Uh-huh.
That's all it is. Like, nostalgia only goes for so long. And Nintendo banks on their nostalgia so much that, like, they're so much nostalgia that they're stuck in the past. They're stuck there. And they need to do something. Because I'm getting frustrated. I should not have to pay full price for Smash Brothers to this day.
You ain't lying, because I never seen a Nintendo sale. I promise you that.
The prices don't go down. You might get a sale for like a Black Friday, Cyber Monday sale.
And that's it.
On a random Tuesday, you want to play Smash Brothers, but you don't own it. Full price.
Mm-hmm. After it came out, how long ago? Like 5 years ago? Something like that, honestly.
It was on the Wii U.
Yeah. Still paying full price. But guess what? People still gonna buy it, though. I don't know. All I'm saying is this, and what Dad is saying is, Nintendo, whenever, if this ever does reach somebody at Nintendo,
it won't.
It probably won't. But I'm manifesting it, though. Whenever, whoever see this, if it's 2, 3, 5, whatever, years down the road, all Dad wants is to have some type of sale every other month. Because it makes no sense that I'm paying $60 for a game that came out 5 years ago on a different console.
It was on the Wii U.
That's all Dad wants, and I'm with Dad, because it makes no sense that Super Mario Odyssey is still $60. Still $60.
It makes no sense.
Breath of the Wild.
Mario Kart 8 is still $60.
Still $60. And they dropped DLC that costs about the same price as a full game.
Now, that is what you gotta be mad about.
DLC with the Nintendo Online subscription. Like,
that's crazy, man.
Now, granted, Nintendo's online subscription and their family one is cheaper than all the other ones, hands down. I buy the yearly because, like, it's $45 for the year, you know. And I gotta worry about it no more. I'm with that, you know.
Right.
So, I can say I'm getting what I pay for. But, like, Nintendo do better.
That's all we want. We just want every other month just have a sale. Like, Steam and Epic Game Store be having just every other month just throw a sale. Where Mario Kart, Super Mario, Breath of the Wild is like $34, $35. We ain't even asking for free. Even though you can give us free games. We know
Why
that.
Why would they give you free games?
I mean, they can.
Free games is
I mean, if Epic Game Store and Steam can do it, I know damn well Nintendo can do it. And Epic be having AAA games for free.
Okay, you're acting like these are some of the brand newest of games, though.
We talking about for Epic or?
We talking about for Epic.
They are.
Not all of them.
Yeah, not all of them, but like some.
What was the last, like, recent AAA game they gave off of?
I gotta look. I don't know, but it was recent though. You legit finna search it up. They got garbage for sale now.
Yeah.
But I'll me and Dad saying if Steam and Epic can do it, well, you gotta sign in. If Epic and Steam can do it, we know Nintendo can do it. Especially after the world breaking record they had with Pokemon with this game coming out. Oh, all that money they got.
It's just a shame. That's all it is.
Like, that's all it is.
They can do so much better, you know. Xbox, like, you know, you're free with free games with gold when they started doing that. They were giving out pretty decent games then, too.
And PlayStation handing out free games, too.
Yeah. PlayStation is copying Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when Nintendo, when's it our turn?
When you said I'm your firstborn.
you playing? You might be right.
You ain't lying. But he's not lying.
That was Dad rant, but he's not wrong. We do want at least half off of some games. But let's jump into it, man. The game, the game awards.
Before we start talking about the video game awards,
what happened?
Or the different thing. May I just say, some of these genres they have now, I feel like they shouldn't have. Mainly.
Oh, I'm about to talk about the game of the year stuff. If you want to talk all about.
So we was only going to talk about the game of the year nominees, not all of it.
Yeah, because when did the show come out?
A couple weeks from now.
Yeah, I'm about to wait till the show come out.
Gotcha. I'm not. We don't have to talk about. I just.
No, go ahead. Go ahead and just share a little bit. Go ahead.
I want to hear this.
Yeah, go ahead. Share a little bit.
I kind of have a small problem with, so you have your normal, you have the game of the year, best direction, best art, you know, all that kind
don't
of stuff.
Don't they add new stuff every year?
Yeah, but, and you have the best performances, so I'm fine with all of that. But then you get going down to, you know, you got mobile games, and I'm kind of like, okay. Then you have best community support. So what does that mean?
Best community support?
Yeah.
I guess the community support the game.
Recognizing a game for outstanding community support, transparency, and responsive, inclusive of social media activity and game update and patches.
Yeah.
You have No Man's Sky, Fortnite, Final Fantasy 15 Online, Destiny 2, and Apex.
100% either Fortnite or No Man's Sky.
But why is that a thing? Like, I can see you saying best community? Yeah, that's fine. Community support, so it's just me being able to listen to you, right? See which game company is listening to you? Is that that's?
I can see that's. Yo, go ahead, Dad.
Like best community support, the best community that puts the money up for their game. Like you have people buy V-Bucks. You know, like that's what it sounds like to me.
That me and Dad are the same. It doesn't sound like they saying we have a great community and we doing stuff. It's who gives us the most money. That's what it's
so that's what you're taking it from?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because you ain't going to listen to a community that don't pay you. Like, Like, you saw, like, League and Overwatch was on there. There's a reason why League and Overwatch not in there. Of course. Two of the most toxic communities. Point blank, period. But also, people don't like how they do their gaming support either. Shit. Which is, they don't like how you have to pay this much money for this champion. Or how Overwatch is doing it now with some of the new people.
With the skins.
Right.
Yeah.
Then, hold on. Yeah, I gotta get to it. Then we have Best Content Creator of the Year.
I really don't care.
Right. This is a video how, game. I'm gonna say,
yeah, this video game, yeah.
I understand these are most of these people are streamers and play video games most of the time, but
they are not a video game.
Yes.
But why, I truly don't care.
Why are they on
it? And just from looking at it,
you don't watch these people.
I only heard
of Ludwig, right?
Yeah, and that's because of Twitch.
I heard
TikTok.
QT Cinderella, but I think that's because I was watching a drama video or something.
That's the only
I think I know who Carl Jacobs is, but like, he looked like the brother from Mr. Beast. That's the only thing I can think of right now.
No, he kind
of
do, huh?
I think if I'm not mistaken, I think he's the dude Gideon prank at TwitchCon. I don't know. I could be so wrong. I could be.
The next one I have, and you might call me crazy for this one, but Best Adaptation. This is a new one.
Recognizing what?
So, the best show that adapted from a video game. So, you have...
I can see why that's an award.
I understand that's an award, but should it really need to be one?
If they had a whole bunch of games, like, let's say yeah, they had, yeah, like... Let's say they had about...
There's like 5 games
in there. No, I'm just saying, let's say that Best Adaptation. Let's say out of 2022, we had... Let's say in 2021, we only had like 3, right? Mm-hmm. But let's say in 2022, instead of having 3 last year, now we got like 35 games that made it.
The adaptation.
Yeah.
But we know that like video game adaptations are like anime adaptations.
Yeah.
They really go well. The only reason Arcana did well is because... Riot's team is crazy.
Yeah.
Cyberpunk, everyone did rail because of Trigger.
Yeah.
You let anybody else other than maybe another top tier anime studio animate this show, it wouldn't. I promise you.
Cyberpunk 100% gonna win that.
No, it's gonna be Arcane.
It's gonna be Arcane.
You probably haven't watched Arcane. I haven't watched. But Arcane, like, people could not stop talking about Arcane when it first came out. For like a good 2-3 months.
Fourth on that list, because probably 2 people love that one too. So,
You know, I mean, I can see why they got an award, because they got like a whole bunch of them.
But here's mine, RJ. I don't gonna go this one, but most anticipated game. Like,
you don't like that one.
We give out awards for games that's not even out yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been doing it for years.
They've been doing it for years, so I'm used to that one. But I think I was like dad the first time too. When I was like, why are we talking about games that... Because you had the same effect of when we... You know what was the most anticipated game?
Anthem,
right?
I already know.
So you get that kind of situation.
You get, yeah, that...
Basically, the most... If you get the most anticipated award, you get the award for the most hype and the most money you put.
That means you gotta bring it. That's what that means.
Right.
But they don't all the time. Anthem is a prime example.
Yeah, you ain't lying, though.
Mm-hmm. Like, we need to take away the hype award. That's what it is. It's the hype award.
It is.
Basically, yeah. Right.
They might as well call it the Supreme Award, right?
Mm-hmm. What's Supreme exactly. Award?
Supreme. The clothing man.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm almost done. These are the last ones. But I understand Best Esports Game. That's fine.
Okay.
But then you have Best Esports Athlete, Best Esports Team, Best Esports Coach, and Best Esport Event.
I can see why they... I can see that.
But you have a event for esports only already.
So the winner should be the Best Esports Team. I get what you're saying.
Their own event, so why the hell they on that one?
Right.
It makes sense.
And I watch both. Yeah. Both are great. But, like, I usually watch both. But you really, literally, it's like having... Well, I guess you could say, so... You're now like the music awards, and then you still have the country music awards 2 weeks later, right?
Yeah.
That's what this is. But you know nobody, no country music star ever wins anything other than that one lady.
Hey, look at we are not finna dash the country, because let's say this take off, we are not finna have a whole genre of music people at our necks, because you finna say something about their country music.
It ain't my fault.
Yeah, he already got Louisiana.
There's a reason why country music is the most depressing music in the
world.
I'm
finna turn your mic off. Because we not finna take it though.
There has been a steady down saying that.
Look. Before you go even further, we all know.
Okay. I'm just letting you be.
I just don't want to make us get canceled, just in case this does take off.
Who care about country music?
A lot of folks. Look at what happened to Lil Nas X.
You actually country music probably should be thinking, yo.
That's what I'm saying. So you saw the country, bro. Here's my little rant. How the hell politics got to do with anything with him? Bro, he was on CNN.
He's an
infant. No, I'm talking about when he first when this first started happening.
Oh,
CNN.
Don't ask me that.
Why was he on CNN? Why? So I'm just saying, before you go any further, we not finna pull that off. And we are all three of us on CNN.
Why would we be on CNN? I'm just because we say country
we
music.
We said something about country music. Hey, look here. We all know it does, but I'm not finna go into
bash. I don't even think country music people like country music.
They got a few bangers out there, you know.
Y'all, yes. Like Red Solo Cup. It picks me up.
I haven't.
Let's have a party.
I hate you all.
You done? Are you done?
I'm just saying.
Now look here. Before this,
my
goes,
achy breaky heart.
Before this goes any further,
I'm just saying.
I know you're saying because I agree with you 100%, but I'm not finna bash them like how they probably will bash our music, because you know they don't like our music either.
That's probably true, right?
But I don't want to go back and forth, though. Because let supposedly this, when I chop it up and make
my big red truck.
How do you know this? You're not even looking at anything.
Because that's all their songs.
No. I thought you were looking at something.
No, that's all their songs. It has, if it doesn't have something to do about drinking, a girl, a truck, or
I mean,
cowboy work.
Some of them do have, well, you know, some people like that type of music. Some people want to be depressed.
That's what I'm going to leave it at that.
I'm just saying.
I'm not going to say that. I know a statistic, but I don't think I'm going to say that one.
Yeah. No, please don't. Please don't. Because we gonna shut it off right here. Because Dad knows exactly what he's talking about. And we not finna go.
Talking about,
and we most definitely don't want that community on our necks, because we are not going to survive that. Even though Dad can hold off a state of people, I don't think he can hold off them. And we not going to take it up with them, because you got to say a specific word when it comes to them.
I feel like we talking about two different statistics.
No,
bro.
I know exactly what you're talking about, but I'm just saying they correspond with each other.
I still feel like we talk about two different
things. No, I know what you're talking about.
All right. If you know, you know.
But all I'm saying is we ain't finna take it.
So, the video game awards.
Thank you, Dad. All right. I'm finna be petty.
Don't be petty, because I got something for you if you try to be petty. Go ahead.
Hold on. What you got?
No, what you got?
No, I got this got to do with LJ.
He knows about the situation.
Yeah, he knows.
But I go ahead and be
no,
petty.
No, what you...
No, go ahead and be petty.
I was about to say
that. I've had something for you since this came out.
What? I didn't say... Bro, the games that I said that was supposed to be on there are on there.
We all said these three were going to be on there. No matter
but
what.
You know the other games...
These other three? Yeah, I have
problems. No, it's two games that I said that's supposed to be on there have been delayed. So you can't get me there. Mm-hmm. And then the game that I said was supposed to be on it that came out, that actually came out this year, when it actually came out and I saw it, I came to you and said you was totally right. That game is garbage. Mm-hmm. So that's the only three games that I can say that I was pushing. Mm-hmm. Unless you got something else.
No, and I only push one game. You're right.
Now the one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You wanna start there? You wanna hold it off? Hold on, let me go to it. Hold on. Now, Dad, what you got?
I think he waited for you because he called say something to you.
You know what you gonna say first.
So, why are you looking at the screen? Okay.
Over here. I'm just by myself.
So, LJ.
Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna say I was right?
No.
Before we, I was right though. Mm-hmm. How I'm not? Do you see your game on up there?
It's not. You are 100% right. It's not.
Okay, that's all I want. That's all I want.
What?
Hold on. Are we finna get a rant?
I want to point out. His game is on for best RPG.
It is?
I believe so, yes.
Oh. Now, you finna rant or no?
I am.
Okay. Now, hold on. Before...
And it's not gonna be a lot of.
Hold on, before you say anything,
What?
For the people out there, if y'all knew or if y'all a long time listener like that, ever since the beginning, when that game came out?
January.
Of this year?
Mm-hmm. One reason why it didn't get
this
on.
It's up for this year, but you know.
So, okay. And I'm gonna give y'all a backstory before LJ go off. Late 2021, when this particular game LJ about to say was announced, or we knew it was coming out, me and him had a little bet. I think Dad remember. Me and LJ, before we started the video stuff, when we still on the phones with the audio, me and LJ had a little bet going on. He swear up and down that this game here is going to be game of the year next year. He swore up and down this game gonna be it gonna win game of the year.
No.
Yes, you did say that.
It was gonna be a game of the year nominee.
Okay.
He said nominee. He definitely said nominee.
But he swore up and down, no matter what game come out, it will be in that top five. What we got now? Six? It's gonna be somewhere in that category. I told him I could tell from the looks and how it plays, it's not going to get game of the year. This man said he don't care. You wrong. I know video games more than you. You don't know what you're talking about. I was like, all right, cool. You got it. But I'm just
really laying it on thick today.
Nah. Because I'm trying to prove my point. Because this is beyond funny.
It's gonna be very funny when I say what's gonna happen.
Hold on, hold on.
Uh-huh, go ahead. Finish it.
The game came out. Now, I will say this. It runs way better than the new game that is out. 100%
better. Can you say the name of the game, please, so people know what you're talking about?
No, I'm gonna hold it. I'm saving it.
Oh, okay.
I'm saving it. The game came out. Mm-hmm. I told LJ, I like, bruh. The game is good.
I do would like to finish this by, you know, next year.
Okay, so you know, I'm trying to.
I don't
to,
want
to
be here for the whole Christmas.
I was just trying to break it down to him. So apparently, to cut it short, because LJ over here, he don't want to admit he's wrong.
You laid it on thick for these people.
All I gotta say is this: the game that I'm talking about, since LJ don't want the people to hear the backstory, the game that I'm talking about,
they should have watched us this.
Yeah, but the game that I'm talking about is Pokemon Legends of Arceus. LJ was going crazy for this game. This was one of the games LJ liked in forever. He swear up and down this game gonna be a game of the year. He swear up and down. I get a text a couple weeks ago saying game of the year game of the year nominees are out. And it's ridiculous. I forgot what you said, but it's somewhere on the borderline of that.
It is.
So, I checked my phone. I mean, I like, what are he talking about? I like, oh, so the Game of the Year stuff came out.
Mm-hmm.
As I was scrolling through, mm-hmm. I didn't see a particular game on there.
You still
ain't. Yeah, but no, I finna stop. Okay. Yeah. So we got 6 games. All of them, we can arguably say deserves a spot. But one game in particular caught my eye.
I think the 3 games that's on here caught everybody's eye.
But this game in particular caught my eye. Mm-hmm.
And it's, go ahead.
This game here caught my eye. I'm just saying. We in a moment. Just let this moment go. But this is so funny. You let a cat game.
A cat game. On there for me.
That legit, you just play as a cat. Mm-hmm. No fighting.
Nope.
Nothing.
People love that cat.
You legit just roam around as a cat. You might as well say it's a cat emulator.
It's a cat simulator. You right?
But you saying that? Emulator. I'm sorry, but you let that game be candidate or contender. Hold on, for game of the year over Legends. How do you feel?
Why are you on my throat?
Because this is so funny to me. How do you feel a cat emulator beat one of the biggest simulator? I'm sorry. I'm in a moment. Y'all leave me alone. How do you feel about this cat game? I ain't gonna even say the word no more. How you feel that this cat game beat a multi-billion-dollar company for game of the year?
It's gonna be really funny when.
Hold on. Dad, go ahead. What you gotta say?
But before you say something, LJ, first of all, obviously, for you, the way you keep bashing these cats, you never see the Netflix special, Don't Fuck with Cats. Because.
They got a special with it?
Yeah.
I know, I ain't know they had a special about that.
It wasn't even about cats, it was a whole different story. But it started off because somebody was messing with a cat. And do you know how many people, not only in this country, but in the world, love cats?
Tiger King.
Cats rival cats and dogs are the two best pets people can have. So you're not going to tell me a cat game is a fault of what happened to Mr. LJ over there.
Can we all agree that game does not deserve to be on there?
That game is going to win Game of the Year.
No, it's not.
It shouldn't, it's going to win.
If Strays
going to win Game of the Year, we're going to freak out about it. And then I'm going to be like, I told you I was going to
bruh,
win.
Bruh, if Strays beats God of War,
it's not going to be Elden Ring.
It's not going to be Elden Ring. But if, let's just say hypothetically, in a universe far from here.
You're going to say it's rigged?
At that point, it gotta be rigged. Do you want to see? I'm finna YouTube Strays just for you. And you mean? Because I'm just saying, if how is that gonna win Game of the Year?
I don't know, but one, it shouldn't be on the list, but it is. Two, they also have been heavy handed in wanting indie games to win lately.
Yes. There has been a big what's the word I'm looking for?
Indie push?
Movement.
There you go.
And a big indie movement push for indies to win more. Because let's be honest, we need indies to do better. We need indies to be up there and to compete with AAAs, making AAAs make better games. So.
But you think I'm playing? But there's a high chance that this game actually might get Game of the Year. I've seen the playthrough. I've seen the game. I watched it. It's nothing but you playing as a cat in section to try to get back outside. That's it.
So how?
You're laughing. Like, you really laughing about this? And like I said, it should be Elden Ring. Not hands down. But do not be surprised if you see the rating, because like sometimes they give you the list of how many points somebody had. Don't be surprised that Stray is going to win. Also, you have to remember Elden Ring, even though it's a great game, it came out a long time ago in people's memory. Yes, it came out this year, but in people's memory, it came out a while ago.
I know what you mean.
So don't be surprised if you see Stray winning God of War 2 and then Elden Ring. Hands down, Elden Ring should win, no matter what. But don't be surprised. There's also, I've heard of Plague Tale, but I don't remember anybody really playing that game.
No, they were playing it.
I don't remember anybody playing it.
I'm planning on playing it whenever I get
settled. Not sure why that's on that list, other than I know
it's a good game.
Great voice acting.
Yeah, it's a good game.
And then Xenoblade Chronicles, definitely.
We already know why. Xenoblade got that community, so we already know that.
They have a community, but the only reason I'm on here is for Regency Bias, is because
Let's be honest.
I would, like, no shade to the community of Xenoblade, but I would take out Xenoblade and put in Arceus there. I would, personally. But
I think a lot of people would. But I, you know what? I let you have this W, Randall. I've been told you this.
Though?
Huh?
Because isn't it W though? Because in the end, Attack on Titan's still trash. And
he got you there.
Also, it's still up for RPG of the year. So like,
oh no, I didn't say it's not gonna win any awards. I just say it's not gonna be.
It's not gonna win RPG of the year. The problem is, it's in there with Elden Ring. So,
no, this whole thing will be taken over by Elden Ring and God of War, or at least it should be. But again, do not be surprised when Stray wins Game of the Year.
It's not. I can promise you that. It is not.
But
I don't think you want to make that promise.
Game of the Year nominee, because it's a video game award nominee. So you can't take that away from him.
I'm just gonna let y'all know, Stray's that cat game is not gonna win. And if it wins, I will legit stop playing video games for a whole year. I will.
See, he's setting himself a failure. He does this.
Hold on. See, I have a problem with what you just said, Randall.
What happened?
I have a huge problem. When's the last time you streamed a video game?
Listen.
So nobody even knows if you play video games anymore.
Listen,
you ain't
streamed
video.
Listen, y'all know what's going on.
You're not gonna let me talk my shit. You're gonna make me feel like that.
No, you can talk it, but but I got a good reason why I'm not streaming right now. I'm gonna get back into it. I can't give you a specific date, but I'm going to get back into it.
It's fine.
But I'm going to throw some shade, though. And be petty. I beat more games than LJ.
Have you?
I have.
You sure about that?
I'm positive.
We talking about 100%. This year, or are we talking about...
Overall. Have you not seen my GameCube collection?
No.
Well, never mind.
I haven't seen it in years.
Never mind. But still,
have you not seen my GameCube? No.
Yeah, that's been long.
That's gone. That game. This game out over 15 years ago.
But this year, you probably got me this year though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm pretty sure I got you this year.
Because with everything going on, I think I only beat one game this year. With everything going on, and that was the beginning of January when I was streaming. Other than that, yeah, you got me this year. Last year, you didn't get me. Because last year, that's the most I beat any type of video games. Because I was streaming almost damn near every week. But this year, you got me, though. I ain't going to lie. But Strays, though. How you feel about it? Game of the Year contender.
It's going to be real funny when it wins Game of the Year.
It's not, though. Why are you saying that? It's not going to win.
I've said this about Attack on Titan.
What Attack on Titan?
I have proof. I have receipts.
Okay, you made one true statement about Attack on Titan. I'm not gonna say other than one. Cause you I give you that one. The others, Randall, it's a toss up. I'm not gonna argue with that. Because we never go there. But
this
what
is
the,
this is what the
I asked for strays. Where the hell did Tackle Titan come in?
Because here's the thing.
Okay.
You, whenever somebody says something about Tackle Titan, my first episode on here, I came at you about Attack on Titan, and you threw out Arceus Legends gonna be trash for no reason. So you
did do that on your own.
Every time we talk about,
I mean, it was true though.
It was like Arceus
gonna be
trash.
True. I mean, it was a good game.
You just said it was trash, didn't you?
I was just saying.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. It's all right.
Man, yeah. Look here.
You in denial about Arceus?
Y'all just hating that Attack on Titan is rated number one. And that's true.
Not for long.
I don't care if it's not for long. It's,
you know how you have, you know, like the top 10 anime portrayals. This is going to go down as the number one.
All we got to say is this:
worst ending.
My Hero, that anime, My Hero was number one. Your anime, One Piece, was number one. And my anime, Attack on Titan, is number one. Point blank. We can look it up. Now, all the episodes are rated 10. Some for a type of... What? Why are you laughing?
Nothing. I'm sorry.
Some of them, I mean, you can legit Google it. Like half of, if not all of season one and parts of two was rated 10.
Are you talking about for Attack on Titan?
Yeah. It was rated 10.
How about that season 3, though?
Season 3 was rated... not the first part. The second part was rated... I know the first fight scene... Not the first fight scene. The first part, or the first episode of part 2 wasn't rated 10. But after all that, it was rated 10. Because that's like the biggest part of season 3. Or me, part 2 was the biggest part of season 3. Because it led up to season 4. Now, we can argue about season 4 because season 4 all over the place, but but we cannot deny, or y'all can't deny, that whoever is writing season 4, it have you confused in all types of ways, in a good way. Because they have you thinking about Eren did this, and then when they show this episode, you'd be like, damn, I see why the hell this happened in season 1. It's the writing for season 4 is probably the best writing in Attack on Titan.
And that writing for that ending is going to be super confusing, too.
Oh, man.
All I got to say is, y'all just wait. What was that?
You don't remember the bird?
I mean, why you didn't say the bird?
I was just trying to spoil
Why you had
nothing.
To make a noise?
I wasn't trying to spoil nothing.
All I got to say is this. The manga ending is a toss-up. I agree to that. But
the anime ending gonna be a toss.
We just gotta see. All I'm saying is, we just gotta see. And when we come back, depending on where we are at, if it's on Discord or here, I'm still gonna say Attack on Titan is the best anime. No, it's not.
It's trash. No. You is gonna have to. You want to pay the piper at that point.
That Attack on Titan and trash would never be in the same sentence that's coming up.
Did you just use it in the same
sentence? Yeah, I'm just saying right now. You know what? Leave me alone. Y'all leave me alone. But.
Hold on. That's a bold-faced lie. We're going to talk about it. You even said it yourself. Season 2 and season 3 are trash.
No, I said it wasn't good. I didn't say it was trash.
I'm trying to remember that, but my memory...
Y'all can go back.
Rattleby has the memory.
Y'all can go back. I ain't say that. I say it wasn't good, though. I can say that. Season 2 and Season 3 wasn't up to par.
Yeah, I feel like me and Dad said it was super trash, and you was like, no, it was super trash.
Well, y'all go back and clip it and send it to me, and then we'll see... We'll go from there.
I feel like this was in the...
But I can guarantee you I never say that.
Phone age.
But look here, man. What's up, man? Before we head out, man, what y'all got to say about the game of the year and everything?
I don't want to say what I had to say. If it's straight, don't be surprised.
I would be surprised because Elden Ring deserves it.
The Elden Ring 100% deserves it. But don't be surprised, because people gonna be like, because you gotta remember, people just be voting just to vote stuff.
Yeah.
So people be like, oh, cat game.
And they're gonna, they gonna troll and just put, okay, now I see where you come from. They probably
will. There have been some troll awards. Not to bring back the sports, but Mitch Trubisky won the MVP for the Nickelodeon Award that 1 year because the fans were trolling. And he lost the game.
I remember that.
I can see that now, because we are in a day to age where everybody trolls. So I can see now that you say that they made trolls.
I don't think it would be some would be trolls. Others would be legitimately, oh, it's a cat game. I love cats.
That's probably the reason why it's on there.
There's 100% the reason why it's on there.
But now I can see what you're saying. Like, they may actually just troll so they can so this game can win, because you legit just walking as a cat, and that's it. How on earth does
people like walking like a cat?
How is this game of the year? I don't know, but
I mean, if you remember the that goat game, not goat simulator, but it was something to where like you walking around as an animal, you were messing with people. Like that was not for game of the year too.
No, it was a goat because I think you had a gun too.
No. It was. I know it's one you're talking about. But there was like a game to where like you were like some sort of animal and you were messing with people. No.
Geese game?
It was a goose.
Oh, the goose game. Yeah, I know you're talking about. The game was garbage.
Yeah. But that was a forgetting the year also. So.
Yep.
People love the animals.
Yeah. Yeah. Just don't be surprised with this one being game of the
year. Yeah, when you say the trolls, I can see that. But LJ, your final thoughts over everything before we head out.
I said my piece. I hold it.
Dad, what you got?
Another week. I appreciate y'all having me on. And just so everybody knows, I'll say what to say every time. Tackle Titan trash, and a new one is Casual Eagle.
I really hope USC loses. I'm sorry.
Look. Just let him have his shine. Because ain't this like the first time in school history they
like
made it
500
this far?
Years they've been relevant in football ever.
Oh my gosh. We were literally the top of the food chain when we had Reggie Bush. So it's like, you know,
500 years ago.
I was going to say, wasn't that like 1,000 years ago?
let's not do that. Y'all had one basketball year with Cam Newton and he did nothing.
We made it back to the championship. We just lost that one.
Yeah, with Florida State.
Then y'all had that one return field goal that I celebrated with y'all because I don't like Bama like that.
Now let's just say this: before Nick Saban came to Alabama,
back and forth. When we had Pat Dye, we was just killing them.
Yeah, because we won like 6 straight. Yeah. 5 or 6 years, and when Nick Saban came in, all of a sudden Alabama became steroids. Yeah. So, now you got anything
for
up?
That man to retire.
She gonna be a while.
I know. They're gonna have to pull him from the football field.
You got anything else, Dad, before we head out?
Nah, I'm good.
Well, all I gotta say, I'm surprised Stray is game of the year contender. Don't know why, but you know, it is what it is. And I got to be petty one more time. My first ever Pokemon competitive match on Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. Why? I'm not even saying that. I ain't say nothing to you. I'm talking to the people. Why you gotta butt in?
Because
all I'm saying is this:
probably fighting bots.
You cannot fight bots in Wi-Fi battles. You cannot, you know this.
You sure?
I'm 100%. You know this.
You sure?
Here you go. All I gotta say is this: my first ever Pokemon battle competitively on Scarlet and Violet, I won. My first ever. I went on there. I ain't make a competitive team. I just threw my team from a story playthrough. And I went in there and, well, I ain't dogging because I almost lost. But still, I won. Can you do that? Why are you laughing? I know you laughing at him. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying that I'm about that. And whenever LJ gets ready or whenever I'm ready, I'm going to destroy him. And Dad going to witness it. And Dad going to be like, this man is crazy.
I'm going to feel real bad for you.
I'm just letting you know you're not going to win.
I can't wait till we get on Discord.
I'm just saying, whenever that time may be, you're not going to win. You're not. But everybody, hopefully y'all enjoyed this episode, man.
Everybody's favorite part when Randall picks up and flips you off.
I'm not going to flip him off. But hopefully y'all enjoyed this episode, man. And we catch y'all next time, man. Peace out.